Chapter 19, Man, Getting Old Sucks. New email from Chip Collins to Julie Taylor. Date, February 29, 2020. Subject, Man, Getting Old Sucks. Hi, Julie. My breath is heavy. Everything hurts. Man, getting old sucks. I'm an antique now, turning into a ghost myself. Hey, Pete, want to join my shuffleboard team? I'm going to call it the Fossils. He wheeze laughs, his head in Hannah's lap. You're such an idiot. Hey, I gotta get the groaners in while I can. We're dying, dude. Now you're just stating the obvious. Hey, where the hell is Gigi? Tesla and Marie are gone, and we're next.
I'm here.
We whip our heads around, well, as fast as two ancient, soon-to-be cadavers can whip their heads, and see her. Gigi. Hannah leaps up, accidentally dropping Pete to the floor, his head bonking the chair leg right next to my face. So now we're both laying on the ground like drunk geezers. It's priceless. And she hugs her, weeping and wailing.
Gigi, oh my God, you're back. We have to do something. They're dying.
Yes, get them to the doorway. Hannah cowers.
But the flames.
Gigi hugs her a little tighter. Trust me. Then she kneels at my side, picking my head off the carpet. Hi, Dad.
Hi, honey.
So you did it? She smiles. We did it, yes. I croak in my tired old man voice. Oh, little Gigi, I would say I love you, but it seems so small. What I'm feeling is much bigger than that, like if love was everything, everywhere, every time, inside everything. It is, Dad. She reaches out. Now take my hand. I look down at my withering hand, struggling to lift it. It's so old. It's almost time, Gigi. I rest my eyes. Oh, God, my eyelids are so heavy. And let out a deep breath, knowing that this is my last breath. Jeez, I guess one of them has to be the last, but hey, you know what? I done good. I can live with that. Or I guess die with that. She jostles my shoulder. Dad, open your eyes, you big faker. We've got one last thing to do. Oh, please, I'm liking this moment. It's a good ending. This is how I want it to end, like maximum melodrama. It's not over, Dad. Ugh. I hate saving the multiverse. It's such a pain in the ass. You're a pain in the ass. Hey, young lady, what did I tell you about cursing? Back in the Bobaverse, you actually said everything was bullshit and I could say whatever the hell I want. I don't even remember saying that. I said that? Yes. Man, you remember everything. And so she takes my hands and Hannah takes Pete's hands and our two sweet daughters literally drag us across the floor like mobsters getting rid of dead bodies. I manage to turn my head and wheeze to Pete. Now that's service. He doesn't even have the strength to laugh or call me an idiot. He just shakes his head, and that's enough. Even the shaking of my best friend's head at one of my lame-ass jokes is a good enough way to go out. Thanks, Pete. The girls haul our carcasses across the orange, flamey doorway, which is strangely not burning us now, and plop us unceremoniously in the hallway.
Gigi, hurry. I think my pancreas just exploded.
Shush, Dad. I'm working here. But she's not working, not from where I stand, or more accurately, from where my shriveled old corpse lays. She's just crouched down, waiting.
What are you waiting for, Gigi? God, shut up, Dad.
Whoops, don't want to piss off our only chance at getting out of this alive. I go to zip my lips with my fingers, but my arthritic hands can only get as far as my chin. So I just mutter, fuck it. And Pete's arthritic hands have just enough energy to reach across and slap me. I deserve it. And then, finally, after several more of my internal organs expire, the orange subsides, leaving the same old, way-too-gray hallway. And in one swift motion, Gigi dials in 0000 one last time, pulls the door open with the familiar whoosh, and drags us, banging our heads on the bottom for the first time instead of the top, into what I sincerely hope and pray is the year 2020, because if it's not, I turned my body into a pile of ash for absolutely nothing. I look up at Gigi, who looks younger now, but I can't really tell because my heart just gave out. Yep, I'm dead.